Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio, and we're going to take your calls now with your reports from the ground in areas affected by Sandy. What are you seeing as of yesterday or today or Saturday? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And just one more thing, if you have photos that you want to share with other listeners through Twitter, tweet at Brian Lehrer, use the hashtag SandyReport. Whether it's a report from your own block, an image from your own block, or from a neighborhood where you volunteered this weekend. Let's see your images, too. Use the hashtag SandyReport and tweet at Brian Lehrer. Eric in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. We only have a few minutes, so real quick, what'd you see?
You got it. Well, I can't sleep based on what I've seen. I've been in Coney Island for a week. I've been at the Surfside Gardens housing, the O'Dwyer housing, and the Coney Island housing. So all in all, I estimate that's about 10,000 residents that are there. There's been no FEMA, no Red Cross, definitely no NYCHA. Hearing John Ray on the air made me sick to my stomach.
What do they need most of all right now?
They need basic things like food and water. They don't have anything. All the stores have been looted and flooded. There's been old people defecating in buckets and having to bring them down 14 flights of stairs on their own. This is just literally third world conditions.
Eric, thank you very much. More to come on Coney Island. Bonnie in Orange, Connecticut. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi.
What'd you see? Where'd you go?
Well, I tried to go, and that's why I wanted to call. I was really wishing that there was a better coordinated volunteer effort. I contacted the Red Cross. I was given a place to meet in Westchester that was either going to go to New Jersey or Long Island. They were taking people out rather than having us drive out, of course, because, you know, parking isn't easy and all the other stuff.
And what?
And I waited. No one showed up.
Huh. And, Bonnie, I'm sorry that that happened, and I'm going to leave it there for now because we're going to get people's reports from where they were able to go. But that's something to follow up on. Jerry, Long Beach, Long Island, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, Brian. I just want to report that Long Beach took a devastating hit. I've been living here 20 years, coming here 43 years. But I have to say, the response by government has been tremendous. And all those people out there that talk about how government isn't of any use, they better rethink it.
What's been the best part of the response, the most effective part of the response in Long Beach?
I would say the National Guard, the fire departments from all over the state, the state troopers. You know, they were here. They were protecting us when there was no lights. These are the people that are the public servants. And I feel sorry for the people in Brooklyn that don't have any food. Maybe if the government was a little bit more organized, or maybe if we had a lot more people in government that dealt with these kind of things, we would be able to help everybody in need right now.
Jerry, thank you very much. And WD in Astoria, you're on the air. Hi, WD.
Yeah, how you doing, Brian? Yeah, I was down in Rockaway yesterday. We had some people going there from here. My union collected a lot of money, and you know, because we have a lot of members who live in Rockaway. And the only thing I have to say is that there was a lot of people down there trying to get down there. I mean, I was able to get down there with my truck, and you know, dealt with the traffic. But
lots of volunteers.
You couldn't believe it. I think just from my perspective, just by being there, it looked like maybe the city underestimated how many people were going to stay there.
Right. I think that's right in a number of places. Staten Island, too, where there was so much devastation and loss of life. Jim in Brick Township, you're on the air. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
What's the latest?
Well, Brick had the Manasquan River really rise up more than Irene had, and the people who were devastated by Irene. Neighbor had just put everything back, had things remediated from mold, and then, of course, was hit all over again.
And then did you have to evacuate a second time for
storm? No, not my area, but I did lose power with the nor'easter.
Because I know part of Brick did.
The snow was about 6 inches, freehold, and had 13. But the FEMA person was at my neighbor, who's a Republican, and they were there pronto, and actually the dumpster just left, so that had to be cited by the FEMA.
So did your Republican neighbor turn around and say, oh, I get it, government matters, like our caller from Long Beach?
No, that hasn't been the tone that I heard.
Jim, thank you. And Karen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
I don't have much time, so I'll just get to one point. In Red Hook, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bags of clothes that I think are going to get thrown out. And so I think churches and Salvation Armies all over the city need to go out to all the different shelters and pick some of this stuff up so that they can then disperse it throughout the year to the poor of our city. Because they're going to get thrown out. And it's a tremendous amount. My mother was out in Bensonhurst in one in SDR High School in one shelter. And they're just throwing all these clothes out.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, there are people throughout the year that need it. The kids go so quickly.
Maybe somebody from New York Cares is listening, or we could pass that along, because they collect coats to give out every winter, even in normal times. And I know they were trying to collect extra coats for all the people stuck in the cold for this. So we'll try to get that word along. Maybe what we need next, judging from our callers, is Operation Coney Island. We will keep following the aftermath of Sandy. Thanks for listening. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.